you mentioned HER2 and breast cancer, and of course we have ER, and those are just routine assays that are done every time there's breast cancer tissue accessed. My impression, and we actually have some data in terms of doing surveys on this, is that the EGFR mutation testing is not being done very much outside of tertiary centers. Is that your impression? I mean, and particularly in a surgical specimen, why not?
I agree. I think the EGFR mutation testing will become standard in less than a few years for most centers. I think the reason it wasn't is initially there were studies that suggested that patients with mutations aren't the ones that benefited. And unfortunately, I think some of those studies set us back. There was ideas that it was amplification and ideas it was other things. As time has passed and more data has been collected and there have been more clinical trials, it's becoming evident even to the people who used to say it wasn't mutations, it was something else, they're coming around to acknowledging that it's mutations. So there's a momentum that's starting to gather where before it was kind of more fragmented who believed what. We're actually doing genetic analyses on every cancer that comes through. We analyze for EGFR mutations, among other mutations that we can't even act on now because we want that information for retrospective analyses as we're trying to make our way through these new era of clinical trials and targeted therapies. But this to me is just like doing a CK7 immunohistochemical stain or a CK20 or anything like that. This is information about the tumor. Even when the cancer looks like a spiculated primary lung mass, we still do TTF1 even when we know it's there. Doing the whole panoply of genetic testing is less than one CT scan in cost. And so it seems ridiculous to me that we wouldn't have this information about a patient's tumors when you see how many scans we get over a patient's course of treatment, when this could really affect therapy. So I just think it's going to take a little time. And now that there's data, there was a big trial that came out, this IPASS data, that really showed that if you have a patient with an EGFR mutation, they do so much better with an EGFR inhibitor than if they just get chemotherapy. But if they're EGFR wild type, they do so much better with chemotherapy than if they get an EGFR inhibitor. And these were all among people who were light smokers or non-smokers. So even when you take those clinical characteristics, you still have a huge partition by these molecular analyses. So it just seems that it's just going to take a little time for this whole thing to catch up. But I imagine that everyone will have some genetic analysis performed on their cancers. And we're doing that now routinely, as are Sloan Kettering and Dana-Farber.